What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 198 of Dropouts. We got the whole team here today. We got Itty Bitty.
Thank you.
We got...
That was me, right?
Yes, Skylar, that's you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And then we have even smaller one. So Itty Bitty, even smaller one. Thick, big boy.
What the fuck, man?
Careful.
Scoop neck McGee. And I want to say that we all need to apologize to Alyssa because she usually wears something that covers up to her neck. And
she looks great. The first thing I said when I walked in is, I love your shirt.
No, I know,
she
know.
She looks great.
But as people that employ her and also, you know, work with her, us three guys, right when she walked in, I think collectively like, oh, you got your tits out today. Which I don't know if this is a good thing to say. You know, we could have a documentary.
Okay. I ran it through HR. HR's good with it.
HR's good with it.
Of course, no, apparently he's HR, which he would be the last person I would ever choose.
You would be
for
the
HR.
Last person to be HR. You said I have a brain that's the size of a walnut. That's not something HR would say.
That sounds like a performance review.
It's not accurate. We all think you have a big old brain. Big brain.
Great brain.
HR, horn the regulator.
What are you pointing at?
I love what her shirt says. It says cowboy pillows.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I didn't look there. Yeah. I kind of observed out of my peripherals like what the shirt is kind of holding up. But I didn't read it because I don't want to stare at an employee's boobs. And that is on Hit Some Intro Music. Yo, Boston! If you're not coming to the show, you are an idiot. Link in the description. We already sold out New York, New Haven, but Boston, we just got a few more tickets there. Link in the description. We want to see you. We got some crazy stuff. If you're a Celtics fan, be there. If you live in Boston, be there. If you live outside of Boston, be there. Tickets below. Also, Patreon. This is going to be a major month for Patreon. 7-day free trial right now, but we did a drunk episode with Skylar's girlfriend and... It's pretty crazy. And the drunkenness is... Here's a little clip.
My parents are really hard on me with my weight growing up. So there were like some crazy things. Like they put me on Nutrisystems when I was like 12. And like a 1,000 calorie diet. And then there's two crazy ones. My dad had me go to a cemetery and... I want to get back to your model, Mom. That has to have been so hard.
I want to hear about the cemetery.
Well, he had me walk around all and look at all the graves. I was like sobbing, like couldn't breathe. And then he made me start running, and he's yelling out at me, run because they can't. He told me I had to stop telling that story.
We're also doing, you know, prizes. You get 20 to 30 minutes or 15, I don't know, however long extra of this podcast after this. You can go check it out. So you get extra podcasts. You get the episodes early. You also get a chance at some wonderful prizes, Xboxes, Switches, blah, 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 every month. And that's just for being a lovely, lovely patron person. So go get in there. April showers bring Patreon flowers. Link in the description. If you're not on there, I will hurt you physically. Thank you. We got an exciting episode today.
Why?
I made something for you.
You made something for me?
If that's okay.
I'm scared.
So you're Tara Yummy, right?
I think. I looked at the last time I checked in the mirror.
And then every episode we play a game. Let's do it now. Where did Tara wake up this morning? And then do you want to?
My own bed.
That's great. Yeah. And that's a good, or good or bad, depending on where you wanted to wake up personally.
Right.
Because we're here for you.
I'm a little disappointed this morning.
Well,
that's sad.
Yeah.
I created a bit of a theme song.
What?
I created a song for you. Based on your ability to lily pad off different beds. And Alyssa, do you mind kind of playing that?
I'm so fucking scared right now. Oh my God.
Wait. Nobody look at that. Okay, so put your headphones on.
I feel like I'm going to throw up, Zach. I'm so scared. What did you do? I'm so scared. Did you like out me?
What?
Like, no, like I feel like, I'm fucking scared right now.
It's not even June. I would never out you. Okay.
Damn it. I was going to make a joke like that.
Okay,
my heart's pounding.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready, Tara?
I guess.
Here we go. Tara Yummy, where'd you go last night? I heard you were hanging with a different guy. You're always catching eyes and turning heads. But where'd you wake up this morning? Who's bed? You're a mystery girl living on the edge. You like it?
Good.
I love it.
Next, are you looking?
night sex.
It.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, that was really good.
Honestly, I would listen to that.
Yeah, you like it?
No, that was not him.
I made it though using AI.
Using AI.
That was amazing.
Wait, even the drums and the beats?
All of it. Yeah, yeah. Made it all in
AI. He literally just
that needs to be on TikTok.
He just puts in a prompt and tells it like what he wants a song to be about and what he wants it to sound like, and it puts out that.
Is there no way to turn up the volume in our ears?
Yummy, where'd you go last night? I heard you were hanging with a different guy. You're always catching eyes and turning heads.
Aww.
But where'd you wake up this morning? In whose bed? You're a mystery girl living on the edge.
They even got the choir vocals in there. That's insane.
It's a banger, huh?
It's so good. We have to play that. That has to be the intro for our live shows.
Oh, dude. It's insane. Okay. So do you have any thoughts, feelings before we...
I have so many thoughts, so many feelings. One, I feel like I'm going to cry because I feel like someone wrote a song about me.
Which I did.
Even if it is not helping with the slut allegations.
Allegations?
Allegations.
Allegations have to be false. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm really not that slutty.
No, I know. Trust me, I know.
Just joshing.
Yeah, we're throwing Josh.
Josh? Is he cute? Yeah.
Did he sing the song?
Is this him on the beat?
That was, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know if you know me that well. You do. Because that is actually how you make me happy.
Listen, I'm just trying to make you happy in all walks of life.
Oh my God. That actually is the next hit.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, like, Holy fuck.
Have to do like a TikTok to that, and I promise that is going viral.
That means I got to put it on Spotify. I'm like at the Grammys, like.
I literally think that's like a Grammy nominee.
Well, I think it's just about you.
Hold the horses.
It's like, well, we got a great subject matter, so I figured. I mean, people will probably pretty resonate with it. I mean,
it just feels relatable. Like, are you looking for love or some late night sex? Like.
Yeah.
Now I get it. That was so good.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I love it. Like, I literally don't know what to say. I feel so special right now.
Okay, this might diminish the specialness, but I did create a song for everyone here.
Oh. Are you serious?
But I started with you. And then I was like, it'd be funny if I also had songs for everybody else.
I don't like this. I don't like where this is going.
Okay. I don't like
this. Is it okay if I show them their songs too?
She's like, no.
She doesn't want anyone else to feel special.
Skylar, let's start.
I want to preface this with, I've heard all the other songs.
Uh-huh.
And last night I went up to him and I was like, I've heard these songs. You're not going to make it. There's not one about me, right?
You thought you were free and clear?
And I thought I was. And there were promises made, promises not kept.
I think there's, from the title, I think there's definitely one about you.
The Legend of Skylar Horn, that's what this one's called.
Oh, wait, before we listen to the other ones, I just want to say the reason I got so upset when you said there's one for everyone else is because when you called me today, you're like, I made something for you, as if I was the only one you made something for.
But I did make something for you.
You laid it up to be so special.
Yeah, you did. He made it seem like I was the only one. And maybe that's our problem.
And that's what you do to guys.
No. So, no.
No.
Because no.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you to SeatGeek for sponsoring this episode.
Spring is here and summer's coming. That means events are humming, yumming. If you want to go for a discounted price, go to SeatGeek.com and get yourself right.
Concert season is back.
And sports season. NBA playoffs.
And artists like Drake and Nicki Minaj and Hozier and Bad Bunny
and LeBron
are on tour.
Jason Tatum.
And you already know that SeatGeek is the best place to get tickets for all of these events.
Do you want to watch something live? And do you want to save money doing it? And do you want a trusted app slash website to buy these tickets from? Essentially, it's easy. You want to go to something live, and you save money using SeatGeek.
Zach, what do you want to go see live?
I would like to watch the Lakers versus the Warriors. It's coming up.
Oh, it's so funny you mentioned that. I have it pulled up right here.
That was premeditated. You knew that.
Well, yeah, we planned that beforehand.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Well, I have the Warriors at Lakers game pulled up right here, and you can see all of these green dots, which means those are good deals on SeatGeek. Now, there are a few red dots. If you zoom in, those are bad deals on SeatGeek. SeatGeek has your back when buying tickets.
They rank it, you know. You go on there and you see a ticket that you want to buy, and they got a little scale, and you can know if it's a good seat or not. It's very, very simple. You want to go to a live event, use SeatGeek. Also, you want to save money, check this out.
Our exciting new offer from SeatGeek is that you can get 10% off your next order, no matter how many times you've bought tickets on SeatGeek before.
Use code DROPOUTS10 for 10% off tickets on SeatGeek. You can get link in the description or, you know, SeatGeek.com, blah, 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 blah. Use the app, you know it.
And make sure to do it now because this is only a limited time offer.
That is use code DROPOUTS10 for 10% off tickets on SeatGeek up to $25. Go get your money back when you go see your live events. Thank you, SeatGeek. Love you so much. Skylar, the legend of Skylar.
The legend of Skylar.
Skylar Horn, he's a country man. Roams the hills of a far-off land. But there's a problem that he can't disguise. He finishes his loving in the blink of an eye. 5 seconds, that's all it takes. Skylar's loving a little too quick for heaven's sake. He's red-faced, hanging his head in shame. But he's got a good heart, it's just the end that's lame.
Oh my God.
Skylar Horn, bless his heart. He's the fastest lover this world can impart. But don't you worry, one day he'll find a girl who loves him for his heart, not the time.
That's it.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
I love that.
That is so good.
Do you know what that reminded me of? Like the Gilmore Girls, not Gilmore Girls, the sisters, the old ladies who live together.
Oh, the Traveling Pants.
No, no. The old ladies who live together, the sitcom.
The
Golden Girls theme song.
Oh, honestly, I haven't heard that, but I'm going to take your word for it.
I like that I don't know if this is for everyone, but I like that it felt like us.
Yeah, it's like so far it's been tailored to the person.
That was crazy.
That wasn't that bad. That was good.
That was amazing.
No, it was good. I liked it.
That was honestly so funny.
Very funny.
Bless his heart. He's the fastest lover.
And I fucking knew. I was laying there last night and I was like, I've got to make a song about this motherfucker.
Wait, you don't have one?
No, I have one for myself.
Yeah. Okay,
of course, you wrote it.
Oh, do you want to hear the one about me?
I can dunk a basketball.
No, it's Zach it's also country. So we'll stay with the country theme for a second. Yeah. This is me.
Zach,
I mean, if you guys want to hear
big
mine.
Time.
Yeah. I got one for you too, Alyssa, but I got to airdrop it again, I guess.
Well, then let's say about a man named Zach Justice. Woo! He's got a reputation that's larger than life.
Woo, woo!
Who do you think you are?
He's got a swagger in his step and a smile on his face and a little something extra that'll knock you off your feet tonight. Every cowboy in town wants to be him.
Oh my God.
And every cowgirl wants a taste of what he's got.
What?
He's got a big red truck and a ranch to call his own and a reputation that'll leave you hot. Something extra, you know what I'm talking about, it'll make you shout.
My wiener,
he's got a twinkle in his eye, and the pen is so sly. Zach Justice, he's got it all, and you won't forget him anytime soon.
Anytime soon,
turn it off, Alyssa. Cut the song.
Come on, Alyssa. No, you're restarting it.
You
not
self-absorbed.
A shred of truth. In that.
What are you talking about?
Okay, fine. Pull your pants down.
Oh, you got a big red truck.
We'll blur it.
I like it.
Pull your pants down.
I thought it was great. I thought it was accurate.
Oh yeah, you do.
Wait, no, I don't get. Wait.
Half of it was about the size of his wiener.
Oh, I thought you meant your Cybertruck.
Making references.
Sure.
Also, not
that's also what I call it. My Cybertruck. This thing's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Oh, hold on. Let me get my...
I thought it was accurate. Like a nice twinkle in his eye and like a smile and a reputation. Like he has a reputation. Yeah. I don't know if it's good.
That is true. It is larger than him.
Yeah. I did. Oh, is that what it meant? Like, I thought it meant like he has like a bad reputation sometimes. You know what I mean?
No, I think that was fully about his wiener.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, never mind then.
A lot of it was dick in your window.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
Hard to hear the lyrics.
Right?
A lot of muffled.
We got to go in the lab, Jared. And I'm going to rap one. I'm going to give you
a Wait, where's Zach?
Oh, okay.
He died.
Okay, which one for Jared?
We're going to do yours first.
I don't like that we're saving mine for last.
There was a lot of Jared ones.
A lot?
What do you mean
a lot?
10 to 12 of them.
Are you serious?
Okay, so a belladonna. Can you look up what a belladonna is first?
Is that Alyssa's?
Yeah.
Okay.
A flower?
Aww.
It's supposed to be like an Italian.
Is a poisonous plant native to Asia.
Right there.
Beautiful lady.
Oh, Italian beautiful lady. Okay, so that's what it means. Italian beautiful lady.
Aww, okay. That's so sweet. Okay,
but you put faux in front of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, ready? Come on, man.
I didn't get that.
Alyssa Belladonna, Italiana, but it ain't the real thing, mamma mia. She walks around with a smile so bright, but deep inside she's fighting every night. Insecure, she's looking for attention. Telling tales of her Italian convention. When she sets her eyes on Jared Bailey.
No!
You're a faux belladonna. Don't need to fake it to be strong. Find your worth in who you truly are. And not in trying to sleep with Jared Bailey.
Dude, no.
This is kind of like really good.
I don't like that my name is like an ad lib in there.
Here's the thing about that one. It was such harsh lyrics mashed behind like a Backstreet Boys beat.
It was beautiful, wasn't it? Well, because, so Alyssa, you owe a lot of money. credit cards, you have, you know, student loan debt. You also have
car payments.
And instead, you decide to spend $1,000 on trying to get your Italian citizenship that you wouldn't get for 2 years, even though you've never been in Italy and you don't speak Italian.
Is that true?
Yeah. So that was it's in the process.
So that's the inspiration behind like a faux belladonna.
Got it.
Like she's a fake Italian.
you get how it sounds like fake beautiful girl.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
That's what I got too.
I thought it just meant like Italian girl. I didn't mean fake beautiful.
Because Bella means beautiful in Italian.
You could have just said fake Italian. It could have been the name of the song.
You know, I know, but it was kind of beautiful. Come on.
Yeah.
It was good, except the part where me and Jared would be sleeping together.
Yeah, I didn't that
was
like
the part
that
was in there?
That was the part that hurt you?
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's the part.
I might have to listen to it again.
I would. I definitely wouldn't listen to it alone at night because
it would get me.
Dark thoughts.
Yeah.
You should probably delete that off of your computer.
I will say, they called you insecure and like faux belladonna, but at least they didn't call you a slut.
I'm going to have sex to this.
Who called me that?
Yeah. The song did? No.
That was AI.
That was old Al. Okay, so now
that was really good, though.
There's a couple of Jared. Let's do
a couple of mine.
Okay, let's do the true me.
I mean, they all sound really good.
This one is good.
The true me is pretty good.
Jared Bailey with his big beaver teeth. In a world that never understood, he hid beneath.
Wow.
This sounds like a song I would make.
Yeah.
But now he's stepping out. Unafraid to be seen.
He knows the lyrics.
Finding solace in the truth that sets him free.
This is beautiful, honestly.
He's faced the battles and internal war. For so long he denied what he was yearning for.
Come on, man. I know where this is going.
But now he's found his place. Embracing his desire.
Oh.
A kaleidoscope of love that sets his heart on fire.
Skylar smirk.
It's okay to be yourself, Jared, baby. Don't you see?
You're beautiful just the way you're meant to be. Embrace your truth. Let love show you the way. Kissing boys or girls. Let lead the way.
Hardly the way. This the instrumental is fantastic.
Okay, and just in
wait,
case,
does that mean?
Huh?
It was a reference to Jared being gay.
Yeah, just, are you?
Which, no, which I'm not.
Then why did I make this song?
I
are you listen. Against being gay, Chris Olsen? Okay, just in case that like didn't get it across enough.
It's like you're crying.
I'm crying from laughing.
Can you throw on Kissing Boys?
Oh my. Yo, listen up. It's time to make some noise. This rapper's for a boy named Jared Bailey. He's got big beaver teeth catching all the girls' gaze. But he ain't like the others. He's loving boys to pay. Jared, don't be afraid. Let your true self shine through. In a world full of haters, I got your back. It's true. Can't stop kissing boys, that's the way you were made. Embrace who you are, don't let society invade. Jared Bailey, proud to be free. Love who you love is your destiny. Kissing boys ain't nothing to hide. Hold your truth, let your heart fly.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
that's
really good.
The, that's
I like
the most
that
moving rap song since Macklemore did the one.
Thank you.
Since Same Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It, that sounded, you know what that sounded like? It sounded like you did, like, you got Young Jeezy to do.
Yeah, that's what I do, boy.
To do, what's the thing where you, like, can get celebrities to say hi or whatever?
Cameo.
Cameo, yeah. It sounded like you got Young Jeezy to do a cameo.
I mean, we're probably way past listening to any more songs. The audience is probably like, we're pretty sick of this. There was one more.
Okay, I have to show you all something.
Uh-oh.
But I need you all to close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you'll all be very excited.
It's a jump scare. It's just like...
Everybody's eyes closed?
Yeah.
Wait, Zach, close your eyes. Okay. Zach.
Is she pulling her tits out, Zach?
Okay.
I don't want them out. Wait. I'm just asking.
Everybody open.
Yay! We just officially hit 1 million on YouTube.
While recording?
Yeah.
While recording.
Wow.
Wow.
Good job to you guys.
Good job to you.
Good job to you as well.
I guess me then. Oh, I thought it was you guys. It was on me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hit the cheer button. There we go. Woo! That means this is our 1 millionth surprise. Fucking.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's why we got to 1 million.
I can see why they tuned in.
Every week. I can see why they loaded it up on their old laptop.
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, cool. We got to 1 million. So we're better than who? Is it everyone else?
Yeah.
And then, but what about people that have more than us? Who are we?
What's going? Way better than.
They're
you.
Way better than us.
Out of our league completely.
Okay.
Why am I here then?
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Oh, to do that?
Well, according to the song.
According to the song.
Congratulations, you guys.
And you.
And you.
I joined pretty late.
Yeah, but think about this.
Right.
It's been fun.
Right.
Anyway, let's get into the normal segments of the podcast.
Wait, I feel like we should celebrate for like one more second.
How the hell are we supposed to celebrate?
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Good, like, good, good.
Good, good, good.
Woo-hoo!
That was amazing. That, Alyssa, that was a really sweet surprise.
That
sweet
was
of
a
us,
very sweet surprise.
Sweet of you to like have us close our eyes and stuff.
My eyes were wide open.
I saw, and then I said close them.
Do we do anything for the, should we throw a party?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, we'll blur it.
I think we have, like confetti poppers in that closet.
No, brother.
We're
not,
no, we're not.
It's not
that.
Worth
it's
that.
It's crazy. The all cleanup. Right.
If you do want to pop confetti, now would be the time to do it, because if Handsome was here.
Oh my God, that would be a nightmare.
I know. I did create a song for Handsome, but it's no biggie.
Do you want to listen to the song?
Well, it's just like my little boy dog.
You were playing it the other night at 1 a.m.
Is that what you were?
Dancing around the house.
I have an English bulldog named Handsome for our audio listeners, and this is a little tune on me for him.
Well, I got a buddy. His name is Handsome. He's an English bulldog. A real charmer.
Aww.
Like with that. His droopy face and his stubby tail. He's got that attitude that never fails. My best friend asshole, that's what they called him. The cheese shoes and steal your dinner. But when the world gets tough, he's always there. My best friend asshole, he just don't care. He'll haul the couch, fart on my bed. When I scold him, he just cocks his head. Such a jerk. But with those big sad eyes,
he melts my heart.
Melts my heart.
He's my buddy through and through from the very start. Oh yeah.
It was really beautiful.
It was, it's
that,
honestly
that made
so
you
sweet.
Cheer up?
It did make me cheer up a little bit because I was thinking of my relationship with my dog, and it was just really sweet.
Oh, so you brought
oh, you should
yourself.
Make one for Sugar for her.
I might to. Not make it through because that got me really emotional.
Where did you make it on?
Let me see. I use instruments and in my own voice. I did kind of acapella. I just kind of sang it through the That's speakers really or the microphone on the computer, so it might sound a little off. But you know, I try to stay in tune. I don't know how auto tune works either. So that was kind of just straight vocals on all of them. But
raw vocals.
Yeah, just raw vocals.
Wow.
Hit it raw.
You hit
hey,
can
you sing? If I know.
Yeah.
You,
which song?
Just
that
one.
Last
just
a new one.
Oh, a new one.
Off
new
the
one.
Top.
Any subject?
What do we want to sing about?
Sing about the weather. Because outside, it's a big old weather.
It's a big old weather?
It's a big old weather.
I got a girl right here who doesn't wear leather. Because she loves animals.
Okay.
Doesn't want them to die. But boy, oh boy, she cries like a big dark sky. Big, big dark sky. Because these boys hurt her.
It's honestly not bad.
They hurt her heart.
Heart.
She puts it out there and they just tear it apart. Tear it apart. Tara, yummy. Yeah, she's so
notice young. How you said something about the weather and it just all came back to me.
Yeah.
I'll do anything on your back. Okay.
God.
you did say you had a lot to talk about today. Did you want to bring it up now or forever hold your peace? Before this podcast started, you guys.
You were like, I got to get on the mic.
You're like, I got to
You
get
were
up.
Fired up.
I don't even remember, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
I think it was just like I was ready. You know what I mean? I do have one thing to say. We should bring back lollipops. And wait.
Hot take, okay.
It's not that hot. It's like when we were kids, when we left a doctor's office, there'd be a lollipop. The other day, I was getting a pedicure, which, by the way, I fell asleep getting a pedicure. It was the most humiliating moment of my life. My phone died. This is off topic. My phone died. And she's like, okay, sweetie, you're all done. And I'm like, and I woke up. And I don't nap. I don't, like, fall asleep randomly.
But
like,
anytime someone touches your feet or your legs, you do fall asleep.
Wait, that's so true because I talk about this all the time is when I get massages, the second they get to the second foot, I'm dead asleep. And
really?
I don't get to enjoy the massage. But, like, what's also weird is, like, I've never fallen asleep during a pedicure. I think my phone was dead. And I was just like, how embarrassing is that? Anyways, I left.
I hate when that happens to me.
I left the pedicure and they had little lollipops. So I'm like, why don't they do this anymore? After like stores and grocery stores, they should have like little free lollipops for everyone. And like, you should be able to just like, how much do you think vaping would get put to the side if we just had lollipops all the time?
Yeah, nicotine lollipop. Infused lollipops?
No, just like something to suck on.
Whoa.
Pause.
Nick pop.
They still sell like blow pops and stuff at the store. I went to a bar one time with a bunch of guys, and they're behind the bar. There were lollipops, and huge fan. So I was like, "Can I get one?" And the guy was like, "You want one?" And I was like, "Yeah." Is that a problem?
You tried to say really cool. Like,
he was like, "Yeah, you can have one, I guess." He gives it to me. I'm walking around the bar. My buddies, who they've been in this bar before, they don't say anything to me. Everyone's like looking at me sort of weird. We get home. Turns out. Girls ask for lollipops there when they're willing to give blowjobs.
No way.
That is hilarious.
So he kind of, well, he gave it to you though. I don't know what that means.
He just probably thought that I wanted to give a blowjob.
I was wondering why.
I was pretty adamant on getting the lollipop.
Wait, but like, that's not fair. Like, who would know that? Like, is it like a,
it's kind of like the
like
secret,
Fight Club?
The secret menu at like In-N-Out or something, you know? It's like, it's,
yeah, but you need to know. And it's like,
is there a secret menu at strip clubs?
Yeah.
Like, I'll get this thing animal style.
For
like
enough money, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. They bust open that roast beef. What? Do you think you'd be good at fellatio, right? Like, I feel like...
No.
Really?
You bad. Think you'd be bad at blowjobs?
Horrible.
Why?
I have the worst gag reflex.
Oh.
But do you think Can't you know relate. The technique?
I'm just
no.
kidding.
Oh. I don't think I could figure it out.
But you probably but you, could.
But you have one.
Yeah, and how many times, number one, do you see how flexible I'm not?
Wait, what does flexibility have to do with blowjobs?
Well, because I'd have to be able to bend over.
No, I think she's referring to you enjoy them frequently.
Yeah, so it's like, don't you know what you like?
I'm not the biggest fan of them.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Like
hot take. Now, this is a hot take.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Maybe you're just not.
They're not my.
Oh, he's not getting good enough blowjobs?
No,
is that what you're going to say?
No, like maybe you just haven't, I don't know.
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
It's not my favorite
can you explain why?
Just never been my favorite thing.
No, I know, but I didn't know if there's more detail you could go into.
No, it's really just like, it's just, I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah.
Do you feel like you're kind of faking the emotion so it looks like you're having a good time so they don't feel insecure?
That sounded like it came from experience.
It's happened to me, brother. Because I mean, there's some comedian who talks about, like, we move and make noises for you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it Andrew Schultz?
I've seen that.
But he's essentially talking about, it's true.
It's like when you're masturbating alone, yeah, it's just dead silent.
You just masturbate like, you know, assassins.
Like a stone cold killer.
I mean, same with girls.
You guys just sit there like,
like it could be easily shut off,
silent,
yeah,
and be fine.
Hey, we know you're over there silent up there.
What does that mean?
Wait, you live with them? That's crazy. I feel like if I lived with a bunch of guys, I'd be like, I'd blast music just to like silence out like the.
What is that one? Hold on, wait, what the hell?
Have you ever seen those flower ones?
I don't have the flower, but it's like similar. Oh. Yeah, the rose toys, like the sucky ones, like.
I don't like the sound.
Sounds like a rubber duck in a bathtub.
It sounds like
innocence. Why does it sound so much like innocence with something so nefarious? She did show us her items.
You?
Yeah.
We caught them when they coerced. Came in.
No, we're not. No.
We already
no.
talked about it.
Yeah, but it's inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous.
You say the word right, we'll keep it inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous.
If you can say the inconspicuous neighborhood, we'll be happy.
We're not doing this again. Every time that commercial comes on.
What commercial?
The State Farm one.
What are they
saying? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my, wait.
Whoa.
Hey, back half just got you canceled.
Oh my God.
Arnold who?
I don't want to say it again.
So he's got shorts, and then you said he's a what? All right,
you gotta
be cool.
Cut that.
No, that's totally fine. if she said the N-word, we would definitely cut it, which does say, and we don't keep it in, which we're thinking about firing you for if you don't change your ways.
HR's talked about it.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
You go to the gym for your muscles. You go to the doctor for the health of your body. Yet a lot of people don't take that consideration when dealing with their brain and their mental health. The number one thing that you can do, and that I have done, is gone to therapy. And the easiest way to get into therapy, to make sure your mind is right, to make sure that you're not getting a little wonky, to make sure that your friends still want to associate with you because you don't go off the rocker, is using BetterHelp. BetterHelp is what, Jared?
BetterHelp is the easiest way to get into therapy. It's all online and it's designed to be convenient and flexible to your schedule. There's no more going into offices. You can do it all from the comfort of your own bed. And to get started, all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/dropout today and get 10% off your first month. There's nothing more transformative, I think, for your brain than therapy to get you moving in the right direction or to keep you in the right direction. Remember, that's better, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/dropouts. Thank you. I love you. Get 10% off your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp.
This episode is also brought to you by Squarespace.
Now imagine you're on the racetrack. And everybody's passing by you. You're like, what's going on? I got the same car and engine, don't I, as anybody else? Now, this is similar if you're online and you're professional and you don't got a website. So you're a photographer. You want to scale your business and your photography portfolio. And remember the analogy of the NASCAR thing. They're going past you, all the other photographers. You're like, why are they doing that? It's probably because they have a website. Where you can easily see their portfolio of pictures without it getting damaged by the quality like Instagram and these social medias do's and does. And put yourself in the shoes of a photographer, but in any other business as well. We use Squarespace to, what do we use it for, Jared?
We use it for our merch website.
Keep going.
Squarespace is and has been the easiest way to make a website. And now they have introduced Squarespace Blueprint AI and SEO tools. You can start a completely personalized website with a new guided system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business.
When you are ready to make the website of your dreams, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
A domain is essentially like a website name. So if you don't know that. Again, that is squarespace.com/dropouts for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
When did I lose my HR job to him?
You have, number one, you don't have the qualifications.
That's not true. I feel like Alyssa would be way better at HR than you.
Okay, well, let's go through qualifications. You studied in school?
That is your only qualification.
You have an education. The only thing that you have is the documentation to do it.
I'm technically a doctorate degree.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You want to play doctor?
He's not gonna play operation on you. He went to law school.
I always say if I like didn't do this, I would love to just go to law school.
No, why is that?
Yeah, I would. I don't know. I like stuff like that. I'd love to be like an entertainment lawyer. One day maybe I'll just take the bar for fun.
What's your favorite?
You gotta go to law school to take the bar.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Okay. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
Maybe I'm dead wrong.
Maybe the guy that's been
I found
four
this out
years.
The other day. I said the same thing as you. And they were like, actually, you could just take the bar if you study.
Can you look that up, Alyssa?
Yeah.
You have to, because to get the bar, you have to provide accreditation that you went to law school.
I think there's like a shorter version you can do. Because I'm pretty sure that's what Kim did.
Yeah, Kim who?
Kardashian.
I thought she actually went to law school.
That's what I thought, but I guess I was wrong.
Did, but
I thought
you did. Courtney well, better. She didn't go to school. It was yeah, just
she
like,
probably got like
she
her
took
LLM.
Professors came to her house and stuff.
Oh, well, in California, qualified applicants can take the bar exam without going to law
school.
Oh,
that's fucking poppycock. Look up Georgia.
You just got outlawed.
By me!
By the law.
You know what? Maybe I would be a great lawyer.
Maybe I would be.
That's how. No, that's how she wins every case. Judge, he's innocent.
Wait, do me.
I loved that.
Do me a favor.
We're going to play that song again, man.
Well, I'll look up it. Look
sometimes
it up
I'm going to sucker punch you, Skylar.
In the Peach State, you must have a law degree.
No. I just want to know what, like, the qualifications. Go back.
I want to sucker punch you right now. Like, I was right.
You were right, yeah, but it's not everywhere.
And this isn't me undermining Kim Kardashian. Like, I thought she went to law school, too.
Yeah.
But I guess she didn't, which is awesome.
This is you mining her.
I would love to just.
Technically, you're a gold digger. Ain't nothing but. There's so many layers to what I just said.
Yeah.
that was really cool.
What's that?
That was like a Tres Leches cake or whatever. What has the bunch of layers?
A double entendre.
Tres Leches.
Tres Leches has three.
Oh, the dessert.
Tiramisu?
Something. I don't know.
Dude, there's a million. There's a million people that subscribe to this.
I did black out for it. I didn't even know what we were talking. I was trying to read.
I think we're talking about fruit.
This is the best podcast episode ever.
What's your favorite law? I've been meaning to ask.
What do you mean?
Well, you want to be a lawyer, so
I don't. Okay, I never said I want to be a lawyer. I said one day, if I'm like bored in this life, I would love to study for the bar exam and take the California bar and be able to like practice law.
If you could add any bar law into existence, what would you add?
Oh, that's a great question.
If they leave DNA in you, they have to also treat you to three dinners.
That's a good one.
Just because I don't really care for that.
Oh, you're just the DNA. I was trying to help you.
I don't care. I mean, you know what I don't like? And speaking of that, it's like, I hate when, like, if you're talking about a woman, people are like, oh, yeah, a bunch of guys, like, fuck her. Like, yeah, da, da, da. It's like, why can't we fuck them? Like, I don't understand.
And you do.
It's like, what I'm saying is I don't like that. And this is like a big, more bigger societal issue, but like, not that I can solve all of this.
Yes, you can.
But I'm saying I don't like that girls, if they're like, like to hang out and sleep around, they're known as sluts, but like when a guy does it, it's cool and you're like, the shit, the fuck, what's up with that? I don't like it.
Jared, take point on this.
Well, no, I was gonna say, I feel like the tides are turning just a little bit where now,
and God bless,
where now men that sleep around get like a bad rap with women.
And I don't think either of them should get a bad rap. It's what you want to do with your body. But I'm wholeheartedly saying, like, it's just like, I don't like that people are just like, oh, I don't know. Maybe these Bob comments are getting to me. Did I sign my teeth?
Just a little bit of lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yeah, yeah.
You fixed it. Why didn't you tell me before?
I hope it happened moments ago. The
moments ago.
Moments ago. The
You're
second
such a real one.
Thank you.
God, if I went this whole podcast with lipstick on my teeth, what would that say? What would that do for me?
It wouldn't have.
To be fair, you probably can't see it.
It's like, what time's prep school onboarding today?
Am I going to get hate for that?
For having lipstick stick on?
No, that whole spiel I just
want. I don't think so.
No, wait. I think it's pretty fine to say that women can have sex with men and not be called sluts.
That's a good position. I'm also in that position.
But do you think that, like, it's because it's coming from me?
No, I think the only people that are going to hate on that are, like, the alpha males and chads of the world, you know? That
I've
are
always
like,
been
and
a proponent
so funny?
Of...
Those are the ones
fun.
In my DMs. It's always the gym bros, chads, like, in my DMs. And
call
I'm like,
them out.
I am calling. This is me doing it right now. It's always gym bros. It's always chads. It's always like frat bros. And I'm like, I don't get it. We don't have anything in common.
Opposites attract, though.
No. I learned that the hard way.
With who?
You haven't seen you date an accountant. Like, when did you?
Do you want me to say it and you'll just bleep it?
Sure. Oh, I forgot about that.
Make sure you blur his mouth.
He does actually have an accountant vibe to it.
He does.
Yeah. Not accountant, but like finance.
Finance bros, God. Finance bros kill me.
Why?
They're just like, you know.
Calculating all the time. Oh, how am I going to make her finish? Beep, bop, beep,
beep, beep, beep. And then they don't.
Exactly.
Is it okay if I use the restroom? I'm sorry.
You can do anything here.
Well, listen, actually, can you take a bathroom break too? The fellas got to have a...
We got to have a quick talk. Do you guys mind going together?
No.
Hey, fucking do it in the bathroom, Johnny. Go over there.
She's unbuttoning her pants off camera.
Her ass is already out.
Yeah. What was out?
Her ass. She like pulled her pants halfway down before she got in the door.
Go pee. You're making things up to make you look
hard. I can hear Robbie laughing.
Yeah, she flashed Robbie on the way by. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, big arm. While she's gone, I think we can talk about something. We acquired a new arch nemesis.
We did?
The dryer?
The dryer.
Oh, my God.
I think
you
might be a fucking double agent, dude. I think
How am I the double agent?
I think you've been with, Ashley?
AJ Madison.
Oh, yeah. Also, he was like, man, Ashley Madison's hard.
No, I said AJ Madison.
Allegedly.
And then you were like, isn't that the sex website? And I said, no, this is AJ Madison.
I'm not so sure I'm against AJ Madison right now until I hear your pitch. What's been going on?
Okay, so it started with Zach bought a new washer dryer set for the garage.
Me, I assume.
Without doing any research. So that's a negative on you.
Hold up. Okay, no, all starts with you. This starts with your fuck up because you are so impulsive. And if you would have just talked to us, any of us, to be like, hey, which dryer should I get? Should I get electric or gas? We could have told you we don't have the outlet for an electric dryer.
Knew?
Yes, I would have known.
How would you have known? Can I also be honest? So this is a point I think I can bring up my side of the story, if that's okay.
We're going to let Jared finish this side of the story real fast.
Okay. I mean, this would be a perfect time to interject.
No. he can interject.
When buying the washer and dryer, okay, so to back up a second, we changed the garage into an Irish pub, and the washer and dryer in there were side by side, and it was taking up a lot of room. So I was like, let's try to get a stackable pair. I look online. I find a nice black accent washer and dryer that's really going to fit the tone of the room. Mm-hmm. And in my brain, you know, I'm reading reviews. What's a good washer and dryer? A good aesthetic? A good price? That's kind of where my head's at. Now, did I think or know that washer and dryers or that dryers could be anything but one form of energy to dry clothes? I didn't. And when I say that when that dryer got here and it turns out we needed a gas dryer and instead we got an electric one that doesn't fit the outlet, I, first of all, embarrassed. Taken back with just...
You couldn't believe how stupid you had been. You couldn't believe, like, God, how did I fuck this up so bad? I mean, all I really had to do was go down there and look. How did I fuck this up?
No. Just think about, maybe I just didn't know that those were even options, so I just clicked dryer. I just went, oh, a dryer. Oh, this is a dryer. I'll take this dryer and it'll be, I'll click, this is the dryer I want.
Okay, but here's the thing. You did that without telling any of us.
And what are you talking about?
We could have told you. Zach, you brought up that you wanted a new washer and dryer once, and then you said they're coming on Tuesday.
But you didn't, when I texted the group chat and I said the washer and dryer coming on Tuesday, you did not say, is it definitely a gas dryer?
Because I didn't think you would buy an electric dryer.
So it doesn't sound like if I brought it up anyway, you would have told me anything.
Well, if you would have said, hey, I'm thinking about finding a dryer. Can we like figure out what we need for in there?
No. I've already stated that I did not know that there were two different types of dryers.
I know, but if you would have brought it up and said, hey, guys.
I did bring it up in the group chat and no one was
after
like.
After you had bought it.
Man, I make sure what dryer you got.
No, Zach, if you, before you pressed purchase, I could have looked at it and been like, this is an electric dryer. We can't get this. We need a gas dryer.
Did you know that for a fact?
Yes, because the electric dryer needs a 240 volt outlet.
Okay, go on with the tech. Go on with your problem with AJ Madison.
Okay, before we continue, you ever gonna go to the bank?
I did go to the bank. We have an appointment on Tuesday.
How long did it take you? 3 years?
It took me a while.
Have we talked about this before?
You're deflecting.
I'm not deflecting.
You are deflecting. This is the definition of deflecting.
You had a bad 3 days.
Did you? You had
a somber 3 days because of a really minute problem.
No, I had a somber dinner And then you guys just kept wanting to bring it up. And I was like, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
I don't want
to. Wait, hold on now. I've been on your side of majority. I've been on your side of majority.
What the fuck is going on?
Skylar,
I don't come on the podcast for like a week and suddenly everyone's fighting.
Skylar, give her the fill in of what happened.
All right. Zach fucked up. Ordered the wrong
dryer. Hold on. Zach is perfectly deflecting from his fuck up.
I just said it.
He said dryer. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about he being sad for no reason.
I feel like this was going on last night and I can't even.
All right, hold on.
And you were wrong last night too.
Pause. No one speak except for Skylar, and I'll never say that, so.
Thank you.
Okay, but can
no,
you?
No, I just said no one speak.
Zach.
No one speak.
Explain why he was sad first, because that way the audience needs to know.
All the bases.
Go ahead.
All right, so we were at dinner a few weeks ago.
And thank you for going ahead.
And we were all sitting there having a grand time. Jared was having a good time. Jared looks at his phone. Well, Zach
okay,
makes
it, I knew this.
Zach.
Introducing. Is this at Smokehouse?
No, this is at Wood Ranch.
I knew this. He looked at his phone and then put it down and he went.
Yeah, and well, we didn't know that. If he looked at something bad on his phone. Previously, Zach had made Zach had berated him about getting a new bank because.
A quip.
Yeah, it was a berate. Zach had yelled at him or argued with him about getting a bank. I asked Jared specifically, I was like, was it Zach being a jackass about the bank thing? And Jared was like, no, it's not that. And then Jared kind of moped for about 2 days.
I did not mope for
And I think what happened was about halfway through, he realized that we weren't going to give up why he was moping. And then he realized, oh shit, I'm going to have to tell them that it was because of this comment, a single bank comment. And so he just kind of didn't ever say anything about it.
Also with that dinner, I was on the other end of the table with your mom having a fucking existential crisis because she loves bringing up one of my ex-girlfriends. And
she just doesn't understand why you got rid of the love of your life. And two, can I bring this back? I didn't just randomly berate him about this bank. I'd asked him.
No, but you did it in such a jackass way at dinner.
Some people have a boiling point. I'd asked him to fix this bank issue maybe 30 times. And then at dinner, at some point, a bank got brought up. And I'm like, I start seeing red a little bit. I'm like, Jared, when are we going to do this bank thing? And then he completely shuts down. Like, I killed his family dog.
And you know what, Jared? I want to say I agree with you because my dad sometimes out of nowhere will say something that I've been putting off. And I'm like,
okay,
obviously I put it off for a reason. Like, don't bring it up again. Like, I understand. And it's like.
But there's not a reason with the
bank. What's the reason that he would put it off? It just helps the business.
I honestly just keep forgetting.
I get it. Like, sometimes you just don't want to do something or you don't feel like it. Like,
and then the one time I do go to the bank, both of us need to be there. And then I was so mad.
But we could have known that 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So now moving on to the dryer fiasco. Some things you've been stuck in, I assume. But can we move on?
Okay. Anyway, so Zach orders the wrong dryer, right? He tasks me with the job to return it and get the gas dryer. So I'm on the phone with AJ Madison, and I'm like, hey, we got to return
this. Not an individual. I knew this was going to be. This is a company. Named after an individual in the past.
So I'm on the phone with them. First of all, their return policy is wild. They're like, it needs to be in the original packaging, and there's a 35% restocking fee, which is insane.
And when they delivered it, well, we can't because it doesn't plug. It doesn't fit. And for us to wire it to work properly is like another $3,000.
Mm-hmm. The big fiasco is an electric dryer came, which I thought would be fine because I thought it just plugs into the wall. Turns out you have to completely change that outlet because the plug-in for the dryer is bigger than the normal outlet.
And that's what I think you have every right to not know that. I wouldn't know that.
Thank you.
Okay, but the thing
that's
was
not something normal people
if
know.
He had just brought it up
because I didn't know to bring it up.
So this is a deeper rooted issue where Zach just does things without telling anyone.
Yes, he's impulsive.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Anyway, so.
And once he sets his mind to something, he has to do it.
And dude, Robbie is going to have to get on your ass about the purchasing power that you have.
We're talking about
the $4,500 TV you bought for the office.
What?
And then the other one you bought last night that was what?
But I can take the other one back.
You're not going to.
It's already
installed. Said you wanted it in a different part of the room.
Listen. No, the one that I have, the new one, can be taken back to Best Buy. Be like, hey, we just bought this here. And then I can buy another one, so it's two for the price of one.
Why wouldn't we have done that in the beginning?
Because I didn't know about
because
the second.
Because you didn't look. You just impulsively bought.
I was at a Best Buy, and you know who was with me checking off all of these boxes? Robbie.
He didn't check off these boxes.
If you guys don't know, we're forming Dropouts Media, and Robbie is a COO, and he approved the purchases. Robbie said, this is sick.
Okay, so when I go to the mall, and I want to use Dropouts.
Feel free.
And say, I want to wear this on the podcast. I hope Robbie approves of it.
Technically, that's a write-off. Totally fine.
We're about to go
shopping. Costume department.
Don't say no. come shopping.
Okay, well, if I can also shop.
If you guys don't mind, if I'm actually a part of the shopping spree.
Wait, no, but anyway.
I'd actually rather something else be paid off.
If you just need, if you need to like costume shop for the show, you just need to buy like, just order like 6-7 blankets.
Oh, right? Tara, this would be
that's
fun.
You know the comment I got the other day, so that's a mean thing to
do. Wait, what happened?
Up.
What comment did you get?
I don't, it's fine.
Wait, somebody says something about you? Who?
That's I'll kill him.
I told you.
I'll kill him.
Oh, the online
I'll
comment?
I'll kill him.
Yeah, the one on their Patreon.
Teeth out. I'll rip their teeth out and put it in a jar by my bed and count them when I go to bed.
What they call it? They called you thick or something?
No, they said, at least,
sorry. Go. What? You're going to love this. Go.
Oh, well, he just said, I don't know if it's he, but they said, Alyssa's fat with some other things. Somebody else commented that and they're like, or said something and they're like, yeah, true, but she's still fat.
Oh my God.
Hey, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at the way that you, like, the
I
bluntness.
I love the guy just doubled down.
First of all, no, not true. It.
No, we tell her this every day.
Yeah.
She comes in, she goes, I'm a fat lard. And we're like, you're not.
I'm a fat lard?
That's what she, yeah. And then we go, no.
Verbatim. That's what she says.
She goes, and then she's, no. And then we go, true. It's okay. That's what, that is what, she does do that every day. We tell her, no. We're very not fat talking to her. You're very excited to tell her something.
No, what were you going to say right there? You were going to say Tara, and then you were going to say something.
Oh, do you want to play What Are the Odds? So a scale of one through 10.
I know.
And then
I know how it goes.
If you lose, you have to pay off Alyssa's credit cards.
How much is it?
God only
No, I'm not playing this.
One out
if
of 10.
It was less, I
would never make you, I would never make anybody pay them off.
You know what's the funniest thing is, so we've already talked about this before, but I don't think you're on here, is she got mad. So she's like, I maxed out my credit card and now I can't get another one.
I love that.
And then she's like, and then we're like, well, why did you spend so much? She's like, it's not my fault. They didn't tell me my limit went up. And I'm like, but you spent the money. Like, they didn't tell me that I could spend that much.
And she has a point.
Yeah. It should make you aware.
But when you spend $1,000 and it doesn't cut off and you spend $5,000 more, you're like,
I get it. She's probably like, oh, I could swipe again.
But
that's
no,
what I would
they definitely, they send notices.
Well, to be fair, like when I spend more, like to your point.
This might
I
be too much bank talk for Jared.
Thank
too
you.
Much what talk?
Bank.
Bank.
He's going to shut down.
Sorry,
be careful.
Jared.
Oh, when a woman says it, it's all laughy-laughy because they got milk. But when
no,
I say
she said it as a joke, okay, you berate me. And sometimes rightfully so, okay? I'll be honest, but I don't do well with negative reinforcement.
Do you like getting berated?
No, I hate it. I want to cry.
Man, you're not getting the right kind of berated.
You're not built for mental warfare?
No, not at all.
Skylar is,
dude,
I feel
you
like.
Would hate girls' sleepovers.
I can stay in the pocket.
Girls' sleepovers?
Yeah, because you'd be braided all the time.
Oh, middle school?
Braided.
You're about to speak something to Alyssa.
Okay. Guys, I promised this individual I would bring this up on the podcast, and I'm going to. On Wednesday, I went to Barney's. Surprise, surprise. And this guy comes up to me, and he's like, can I please buy you a shot? Like, I love Dropout. Oh, no, that's not what he said. Sorry, I was kind of drunk.
Like, no, that's not what he said. He actually didn't talk to me.
He came up to me and like sat by the table and went like, hey girl, love your silhouette. And I was like, what? And I was oh my God, you watched the podcast. Cause me and Alyssa once went to Barney's and this guy came up to Alyssa and said, I love your silhouette. And I was like, that's a great compliment to get. And at first I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's such a weird thing to say to me. And then I was like, oh my God, like you watch Dropouts. And he's like, yeah, like I love the show. Can I buy a shot? And I was like, yes. So he filmed it. His name's Isaac. Thank you, Isaac, for that vodka shot. It was huge.
Was it the same guy that talked to Alyssa?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was that a random guy that watches the podcast.
No, I know. I thought maybe he's like heard it and then.
No.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be funny. No, it was another guy. And then he showed me that he came to the show. So he was like, he actually like watches the podcast.
Oh, hell
he
yeah.
Came
that's
to the
sweet.
LA show.
Hell yeah.
He told me he had just come back from a Dodgers game.
That helps.
Listen, I was pretty drunk. That's just what I remember.
Well, he was watching people hit baseballs. That, yeah, Isaac, I got him. Okay, well, Alyssa, how do you feel about that?
I thought it was hilarious.
That's so funny.
It was so funny, and I was like, I have to tell us this.
I love that.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about the person paying you to talk to them since it's over?
Since it didn't happen?
I will say, I do think I got scammed. Because after I said no to the other one, another person came from the woodworks and said something, and I was like,
well, now you gotta explain what's happened.
Well, okay, so I was DM'd by somebody to be paid just to chat. So, you know, silence, okay. And
was it like sexual chat?
No, it was just regular chat. And so I was like, I mean, whatever.
People look for companionship.
Yeah, so I was like,
we were all pro it. We can say that. We were pro. Yeah. Do it. Make the money.
I felt weird doing it. I'm like not that type of person, but I was like, all right, whatever.
Type that looks.
And it was the type of money where I was like, for 2 weeks I could pay everything off. So I was like, okay.
And then, you said you're not that kind of person? Dang. If I was in your position and I had a lot of debt, I would do a lot of things.
She's like, if I didn't already have a lot of money and I was in your position, which I would never would be. Because
that's not what I said, Zach.
No, I know.
Because I'm so liquid.
Wait.
What?
I thought she was going to make a liquid joke.
No.
Oh, you looked at him in such a way that you'd be like, I'll liquid. Sometimes you have those little, you'll throw that out there. And I apologize. I paused for you to, and now we just derailed everything. Anyway, you're used to getting.
Railed. Continue. Yeah,
so. Anyways, long story short is he was about to pay me and it was through Cash App. And he had me apparently go through Bitcoin or something. And he was saying that I had to put money into this account. And I was like, I'm not. And then I kept saying, no, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye. And he kept.
It's like a Ouija board. I'm done. Goodbye.
And he kept talking and asking me and being like, it's fine. And he sent me videos of people saying thank you for the money, all that stuff. And
yeah,
it was a scam. Yeah.
The guy was like, when it's Bitcoin, it's a scam.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
He was like, I'll send you money, but first you have to donate some money to this charity.
I was the first guy.
Oh, this is another guy. Oh,
there's been another. What'd the other guy say?
That was the story I just told. The first guy was like, you have to put money into this thing for a charity of my choosing. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
The second guy was saying something similar. Like you have to put money in.
To the bank account.
Oh, yeah. No,
we have to get you on
you didn't put it in there, did you?
No.
What's that one? Website where it's you can find sugar daddies just to talk to.
Oh, to catch a predator.
No.
.com. No. What's that, an org thing?
No, it's
Also, to preface, I do not want this.
Why?
If it's someone reasonable and reliable, Bezos was like,
who hey, doesn't want a sugar daddy?
I want some campaign. I'd text Jeff Bezos.
I don't know. I'd love a sugar daddy.
As long as I guess you're not putting yourself in danger with anything, I feel like they should have to group chat one of us in, one of the guys.
No, or Alyssa, just agree to do it and then hire somebody else to text on your behalf.
Don't say it like that, because you know when people watch this podcast and are probably going to be like, yeah, I'll do that, and then they pay, and now they know that? Cut that out, Jared. I got a spam risk.
That's the guy.
It's like, oh, hell. You want to straight to camera? I'll do it for you. Hey, guys. If you guys want to, whisper sweet nothings through messaging, SMS or iMessage to Alyssa for cash, please let us know in the comments down below how much you would pay per day or per. We'll do a per week basis. How many messages a week do they get for that? Maybe
four.
Four.
Four messages back and forth.
Hello and goodbye are half of it.
Yeah. Ten.
A hundred.
I hate constant.
You're on your phone all the time anyway.
But I don't want to
Don't you also hate debt?
Girl, yep. Send the 100 messages.
And don't you love Italy?
Get that citizenship.
What does that have to do with that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, 100.
100 messages for a week. And what's your price?
1,000.
Okay.
Dude, that reminded me of Austin Powers. $1 million.
You better be the most conversational person if you're charging $1,000.
No, I think it's great. I think it's great.
What you should just do is say your Venmo out loud right now and just see what type of reaction you get.
First and last name.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude, that'd be crazy if she gets richer than all of us.
We'll update you guys next week if she made any cash. We got to update on the exact cash amount. We're put on the screen for
asking people for money.
Don't send money.
No, but if you do it in a funny way, send $6.90 or something.
That's nice.
That got me. Yeah. Is anyone else hungry?
Oh, really hungry. What time is it?
Almost one.
I just want to say that Zach perfectly deflected away from the dryer situation to the bank situation.
Okay, let's finish the dryer thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Go off on AJ.
Okay. So, call them, return it. And I tell them, so the return policy is has to be in the original packaging, 35% restocking fee. I was like, well, the guys that delivered it took the original packaging with them. And he's like, oh, they're not supposed to do that. But let me talk to my supervisors. We get it cleared up. He's like, cool. We'll pick that up. He's like, do you want to order the new, what?
I'm having a really hard time keeping up. And okay. I know what's happening.
Okay. So anyway, he's like, we can pick up the old dryer. Do you want the new one delivered on the same day? I was like, yes, that sounds fantastic. Few weeks go by. They come to pick up the old dryer and we're like, hey, do you have the new one? And they go, nah, that's not us. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Who else would it be?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so then I email them again and I'm like, hey, where's the new dryer? It was supposed to be shipped on the same day. They're like, oh, that order never got placed. I was like, motherfucker. So then, but this is one email a day at a time, like the worst customer service I've ever dealt with. And then, so finally, like 3 days later, they're like, okay, cool. New dryer shipping out to you from New Jersey. So it has to ship across the entire country.
And a great state to get a dryer from.
Great state to get a dryer from. A long time to get to California.
So they're good. They wrote their wrongs.
Until they send the tracking information and I read it and the item description is a fucking washer.
They got you.
They got us. And then, so I emailed them. I was like, hey, is this a mistake on the tracking information or did you guys actually send a washer? And they're like, no, we actually sent a washer. So I'm like, okay, well, can you turn the washer around and send us a dryer? And they're like, yeah, we could probably do that. And I was like, okay, but we're not paying the restocking fee and I want a discount on the dryer. And they're like, okay, we can do that. So they send the washer back and then I hear nothing from them for
that was like a week ago, right?
Yeah. I hear nothing from them for like 4 days and I keep following up. And then I asked them finally again. And I was just like, hey, is the new dryer order placed and is it coming? And they just emailed this morning and said, I regret to inform you that I do not see any record of a replacement dryer order being placed. And they're like, do you still want to buy it?
Can I run?
Absolutely fucking not. I don't want to deal with this company anymore.
Can I run point on this?
Zach already sent me an eBay link for the exact dryer that we need purchased. It's on its way. Anyway,
we've been without a washer and dryer for like a month.
We've been
now,
hanging so. Clothes so,
like a month and a half.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, how do you dry your clothes?
Hanging outside. Out there in the wind. God's no. God's dryer.
But then we're hanging out there in the wind. It was hailing this morning,
right. Brother. That's a risky idea.
That's an element thing, and that's a texture thing. You're gonna love in your clothes later.
And I left. You know how the dryer makes your delicates nice and like kind of
delicates.
Silky?
Your thongs,
whatever.
Call like, it what it is.
In the '40s, what was that?
We talking about Australian.
It was like socks and underwear and all that. And then I laid them out to dry in my dresser. And
lay them outside.
They're like hard.
Well, if you lay them outside in the sun, they're not hard. I
you know,
there's
a. I want to say
I'm
this to you guys.
I'm not laying my thongs outside in the thing where everyone can see.
Why? What's wrong with your thongs hanging out? My thong hangs out all the time.
All you want to see them are us three.
We're not going to smell them if you're around.
We also have a bush wall going around our
entire back.
Yeah, we
don't care about your bush at all. God damn.
She was like, I don't want them to sit outside because they'll smell like outside. I'm like, no, they won't.
Yeah, they will. Here's my suggestion to you guys.
When's the last time you've put clothes outside?
Recently.
Smell this.
Is that an outside hoodie?
I'm not gonna. That smells great.
Outside.
I was outside 2 days ago. That smells like lush.
2 days ago.
The Lord's laundromat.
No.
Okay, I have a suggestion. There is actually a company where you can, instead of going to like a laundromat, which is like the obvious answer, I know Zach's a little bougie. There's a company you can call. There's a company you can call and they come pick up your laundry and drop it off like same day. You guys know that, right?
That sounds really way more bougie.
Hang dry.
Than going to the laundromat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We've been going to the dry cleaners.
Oh, that's fine.
But it's expensive.
Yeah, don't go to the dry cleaner.
Yeah, but we're helping local businesses.
I think on the next episode, this is related to your bouginess. We need to get Robbie on here. And we just all need to like come up with like for the past 3 weeks what Zach's purchased, and I want you to be able to defend it, and then I want Robbie to either defend it. We'll get Robbie.
COO, not CFO.
Who's CFO?
Who's have one?
Can I be CFO?
No. Hired.
Thank you. That's kind of how I got on this podcast.
Exactly.
My only qualm with that is I feel like Zach will have such a good like response, and Robbie will be like, okay,
yeah, that checks out.
No. There he is.
There he is, the rat bastard.
Someone purchases are justified. You have $7,000 worth of TVs.
He just came by and said, excuse me, some of those purchases are justified.
Robbie, he wanted
Don't
to put
Don't let
an
him get away with any of this.
He wanted to do an LED wall. For what?
Tax write off.
That's not number one. Okay, it's not a tax.
House of the Dragon 2 comes out this summer, and if you don't want to watch something on a 25-foot wall, then you don't get to come to the warehouse to watch it.
You are also looking up $300,000 projectors.
I'm not going to get one. I can't afford that.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Just fun. Hold Sometimes on. You look up a Lamborghini, and you're like, that'd be fun to drive.
Okay, what about the $50,000?
If Zach gets an LED wall, can I get a new car?
Yes. That's not a business.
How
write-off.
Does that make any sense?
If it's 6,000 pounds.
I also drive to and from here every day, and you guys all live here.
So. Yes. I say yes.
No.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
No.
Nay. Three
Robbie,
nays.
Absolutely
Robbie,
keep
not.
Your fucking hand down.
And your mouth shut.
If you do go get a car, can I come with you to like check them out?
That's fine.
I also need a new car.
I wish I had a car.
You just got one.
Thank you guys so much for listening, watching. Go over to the Patreon right now. You're going to get some extra footage of this podcast. We've also got some juicy stuff about, you know, Tara and I are going to say some stuff that we haven't put online yet. Obviously, we can't do it here. You can go see the drunk episodes. You better communication to talking to us. Also, if you want merch, live shows early, all the good stuff, extra, blah, 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 Patreon down below. All right, guys, thank you so much. Remember to write in the comments something about something that I asked. What was it?
What was your favorite song?
Oh yeah. Which of the songs that
And if anyone wants to make songs disparaging Zach.
Yeah.
Why disparaging?
It's called, why? I think it's called Sona AI.
Bye.
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 We need to get sponsored by them. What? Yeah.